RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Couple things, Darius. Thank you, as always, for the Eric B. and Rakim. I don't know if you did that on purpose, because you have a couple of 40-somethings hanging out in the room, but it means a lot. That's number one. Kedrick Olsen, Danny Ruye with you. We have a topic, but this is groundbreaking. This literally just happened, the commercial break. You'll notice, as Grant likes to say, my lips are filled with smile. We just came there in a accord, Kedrick Olsen and I. I think I'm going to have Ked over to the residence to play some pickleball. Ked is in. He said, and tell me if I'm misquoting you, Ked. I want to play pickleball, end quote.
Total facts, like the young kids say. Like, I've been looking for a place that is safe, a safe space for me to indulge in pickleball. I think I have one.
So wait, you are an active pickleballer, or you want to get into it?
I'm a former racquetball player. Okay. Right. So growing up in college,
it's the gateway drug.
It is the gateway drug. Like, yes.
But, you know, it's nothing, and you better get out the middle of the court in racquetball, because I'm gonna send it right up your back, because you're trying to control the space. Right. That being said,
can you imagine, by the way, trying to get around, Ked, playing racquetball. The bear in the corner is like, I'm standing right there.
That being said, space violation. Danny has his own pickleball court.
I do.
Right? And so,
believe me, we know.
I am all for going out there and learning and competing. And this is going to be fun. Like, I'm all smiles. I'm excited about it, because it's going to be really cool.
That is fantastic. So what I'll do is we can do a little one-on-one sesh, just a couple rule basics and things like that. Then I'll get a little crew together. We'll have a little two-on-two situation, right? So you play get the full pickleball experience.
Let's go. I'm down. Like, just, you have my contact information.
Oh, my God.
I knew something important was going to happen today. I thought it was the show. It's actually, I got pickleball buddies now.
Oh, my God. You don't understand what this means to me. Hey, you know, you're an awesome dude, and that'll be fun. Everybody kind of doesn't like me around here, and that's really what this is about. The things that I want to do and talk about and, like, be a part of, no one cares. You know what I mean? Like, everybody kind of is like, that's great, man. Could you just do your job and leave me alone? The fact that you're interested at all, I'm over the moon. I'm so excited.
Because it's interesting. Like, yes, the rest of them are wrong.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's Grant and Hannah here on The Fan. I will contain myself and be professional. We have a radio program to do. Then we'll play 3:45. Bellway Blitz at 4. So the actual topic. Adam Peters earned a lot of runway with what has happened here. I think he had a choice, Ked. It's just my own editorial before I get to the actual message. I think when he first arrived, I think he had a choice. Look, because I know we've over-talked about the Rivera regime, etc. But he looked at the roster and a culture here with new ownership and everything else where nobody that's here has ever won. Nobody that's here right now has ever experienced much of anything positive. We could go the route of the normal rebuild where we get rid of kind of all the old, bring in our guys, get our teeth kicked in for a year, maybe two, and then sort of build this thing slowly but surely. You look at some of the other organizations that have done that, whether it's a Buffalo, his own San Francisco 49ers, took their lumps and then kind of started something pretty special, right? That's kind of the normal course of things. The other choice, I think, and this is what they did, was we need to set a baseline. We need a Wagner, an Ertz, a couple other guys that have won, that know how we want to do it, so that they can impart some of that to some of these young guys that will be here. And we're not going to be great, but we'll be better maybe than we could be. Take a little shorter path to success. Well, it worked really, really well. And they won 12 games, won the NFC title game. And so I understand doubling down on that. I think that was a choice that they made consciously from year one. And it worked so well, the establishment of this culture, the way that they're treating players, the way that they operate in the building, the way that they spare no expense in terms of We're not, you know, hey, what's best for you? Is it to go from Cincinnati to Arizona? Yes, do that. We're just doing it. We're just doing the right thing all the time. So he's earned the benefit of the doubt in a lot of ways. This year went so poorly, though, I think it's fair to ask questions. And that brings me to the topic, 800-636-1067. I'll start here, let you go first. If you had one question for Adam Peters, whether it's based on this year, his plan going forward, et cetera, what would you want to know?
You know, for me, and what this new regime has done is everything that they can control, travel, facilities, mm-hmm. nutrition, they've A-plus off the charts, right? So they are the things that they have the ultimate control, and they're doing at an extremely high level. My question to Adam Peters would be, if you had to give him some truth serum, and he was 100% truthful, what have you learned from this year to last year, and how would that change your decision-making in the future? I want to know what he was thinking when he decided to double down on some of the decisions that he was making, and that didn't work out. I want to know, you know, what the thought process was when you made it and it didn't work out, and then what have you learned from that moving forward? Because ultimately, right, like this season, right, last season is a data point. This season is a data point, right? Mm-hmm. What have you learned, and how is that going to help you to be a better general manager moving forward?
800-636-1067. Mine is similar. When did you know? And what I mean by that is your plan, nobody thought it would be this bad. There's anybody that did is lying. No one thought this would be a 4-13 team potentially. Nobody. I thought they'd take a step back, right? Because you don't always get a Hail Mary. You don't always get to play Cooper Rush. You don't always get to play have everything break your way in some of these one score games. You don't go 90% on fourth downs. Sometimes bad things happen, right? That's normal. So I thought a regression was possible, especially with a more difficult schedule, kind of as you go. But nobody thought the bottom would fall out like this. When did you know, oh my God? And that kind of informs what you're talking about going forward. When did you realize this was not going to work this year? Or have you not still? Right? I want to know that.
That's a great, I mean, like, you saw my face light up when you said that, right? Like, when did you know
mm-hmm.
that we had all these plans, we had all these meetings, it's not going the way that it should, and we probably don't have enough time to fix it, right? Because as a person, right, like you got to have beliefs in what you're doing, right? Like you spend all offseason on a plan, you believe it's going to work, right? You have a good process, right? So you don't just deviate from your plan immediately. But in fairness to them, right, concerning this organization, it seems like they have been fast to act, right? Whether it was to get rid of Jarman, right? To trade him away because he wasn't going to fit in, right? To put Chris Paul in because he was playing the best, right? Like, they've shown that they're going to try to play the best football players. And the best football players isn't who's getting paid the much or who has the best draft pedigree. It's who is going out there performing at the highest level, right? That's what they've proven to us. But to your point, that's great. Like, when did you realize we're not who we were last year? And how do we pivot out of this?
This is a poorly drawn analogy, but bear with me.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
At the height of COVID, I bought a stock, okay? And I go, I'm a genius. What a smart move by me. Incredible foresight. I have seen something that will become, I'm not going to run the company under the bus or anything. And just know that, I gave my thesis to my wife. She goes, well, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I spoke to other smart people, and I go, I love this. Here's why. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. This is my plan. I bought it. Oh, kid, did I buy it.
I bought it. You know what I mean? Like I money. Just like you know those t-shirt guns, mm-hmm. except money shooting out there. And I go, I don't care that it's overvalued right now. This is to the moon. This nothing has been worth less than this stupid stock that I bought. And the time that I had to kind of go, my thesis was incorrect. It took longer than it should have because of the conviction I had. I picked this thing. My thesis made perfect sense. It was genius. And when I see you guys in person, you can ask me about the stock and I'll tell you what it is. But I go, this is, I'm too right about this. I'm right. And then finally the moment I had to go, you know what? I'm not right. Was probably longer than it should have been. And I lost a boatload, frankly, on that. That reminds me of this, where you go, this plan makes perfect sense. We were in the NFC title game last year. I'll just do this and this and this and this. When did you know? I think that's important. 800-636-1067. Mark in Falls Church. One question for Adam Peters. What would it be?
My question is, first off, Ken and Danny, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to have to go with our tight end position. Is Sinnott going to be a part of the long-term plan? Are we going to go out in free agency? Are we going to go to the draft? And kind of that leeway into that is, are we going to trade back? Are we just going to go best available? And I think the big part of it is that Truth Serum key is going to be a big part of it because no GM is going to give away their hand right now.
I know, of course.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he's got to answer your question. He can't just give you the runaround when you ask it. Let's go to Trey in Boston. Trey, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call, guys.
Sir.
My question would be, if no one had gotten injured at the beginning of this season, what would have been the plan as far as scouting the young guys that we have on the roster? You know, would Johnny Newton still have been able to have the game that he had this past week? You know, would Ben Sinnott be getting some of the targets that he's getting now? Assuming that nobody got hurt, what did he really envision as far as that future moving forward?
That's a great question. That kind of goes to what you and I both asked to a degree, Ked, is I wonder in his heart of hearts, was he like, yeah, we'll be right back where we were last year? Or do you think that he thought, okay, maybe a slightly lower floor? Like, I wonder what he envisioned about this roster, this team in the preseason. Again, you don't envision Jaden Daniels missing multiple games, multiple times over the year. That's probably impossible to predict to a degree. But I wonder what his roster envision and his season envision sort of looked like before they got started.
Yeah, that's 100% right. You know, I think as far as the question that the caller had about evaluating younger talent, right? Like, we see y'all, you know, the general public sees 17 essentially evaluations, right? But these coaches have off-season workouts. They have OTAs. They watch them in practice, right? They are evaluating the roster in practice and staff meetings, video, all that kind of stuff, right, to put players in position to have success, right? So with Sinnott, right, like you drafted him high, right? Like, and sometimes it just takes players a little bit longer, right? Newton, for instance, when we drafted him, he had a Liz Frank. You're talking about a big man, right? A big, powerful man that his feet are very important to him, right? Like, it takes time not only to recover, to heal, to rehab. Now, how are you going to become an NFL defensive lineman, right? What does that look like week in and week out from a preparation standpoint? So the evaluation and the development is always happening, right? But also, when you look at an Ertz, right, and what he means to the offense, what he means to developing a championship caliber work ethic, right? And that's what I kind of liked about this group, right, is they kept some of the older guys around that, you know, might be a step slower, right? They're still playing at a high level. But to me, those guys were kept around because they were able to show the younger guys a formula of what it looks like to really be a pro's pro and what it takes both on and off the field to compete at a high level.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Bill in Alexandria. One question for Adam Peters. What would it be?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I guess the one question I would have is how committed is he to this current coaching staff? Because despite all the injuries and everything, I was very disappointed in the way Dan Quinn and his staff on the offensive and defensive side got these guys ready to play. I mean, they gave, you know, what, 20-plus points of margin of losses in, like, for a whole month. The guys can't tackle. You know, I mean, they play with no sense of pride, and to me, that goes to coaching. So I would ask Peters, you know, how, you know, is he going to be quick or willing to pull the plug on this this coaching staff. And I know that's an unpopular sentiment right now.
But, Bill, it's not crazy. I appreciate the phone call up against it, given what's happened this year. Let's say, for the sake of argument, Ken, that they had a regular season last year, not the best season this organization has had in 30-plus years. Let's say they went 8-9, which no one would have been mad about, honestly. The first year, Jaden Daniels would have showed some promise, etc. If the bottom falls out like this, and the point that he referenced, you lose by 22 to Dallas, 21 to the Chiefs, 24 to the Seahawks, 22 to the Lions. In four consecutive weeks, you're not competitive. On your way to losing 11 of your final 12, possibly 12 of your final 13, that's on the table in this league, whether it's fair or not. But the deposit of last year did happen, and so that's kind of where the balance sheet is. If this was last year was a regular year, that conversation would be far more towards the front of mind.
Definitely in the mainstream media, if you're being right. And, right. And nobody's being honest if we don't factor in the 12-4 record last year.
Of course.
Right? And understanding like, hey, those guys were just as much a part of that success right. as they are this failure, right? And so if you view it through the lens of a 9-8 or whatever, a 500 type season, and then this happens, that does change, right, the trajectory or the perspective that we have as fans of this football team. And I view it like this, right? You hire people to do a job, right? And you like, you know, when Dan came in here and interviewed, right, you like what he was selling, right? He came out there, he won 12 football games, right? Is it what he is doing? And obviously what he does as a coach and what the staff does is to get players to prepare, but there's so many moving parts, right? It's, you know, there's so many like, hey, this guy's being coached one way to do this. We can't get him to do it. We can't pivot right now because nobody's better. So it's so nuanced that I believe, and I truly believe that this organization, this coaching staff, right, is always trying to improve, not only from a player standpoint, but from a coaching standpoint and a culture standpoint, right? So I have to let them come back, right, to take all this information of why didn't it work this year and to try to respond, because it's just as much as we're trying to develop players, we still need to develop coaching as coaches, right? Because then once the coaches know what they're doing, and obviously they're NFL coaches, right, but can learn from this year, now you all are underneath the same roof. You have had some success, right? So now you can grow from that.
And you have two opposite end data points. To as you said,
exactly.
to figure out, you know, what the difference between the two is. So that's why I'm not making any moves this offseason in that regard. But I guess my only point is, like, that's not a crazy conversation to have after the way the bottom fell out this year. I'm not having it. I'm not doing it. But it's also not out of the realm. Let's do Double Play next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. I got a little story, a little TV show that has swept the nation. We got to talk about. And we'll do a little Beltway Blitz at 4 p.m. That's Kedrick Olsen. I'm Danny Ruye. This is Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.